Enjoy fun adventures as you sail away together and experience the extraordinary marriage you desire. Join us in April 2025 for the Six Pillars at Sea Marriage Getaway. Yes, we are taking Six Pillars cruising and we want you to join us. Get all the details at oneextraordinarymarriage.com/getaway. Use promo code SHIPSAHOY to get $500 off your registration today. We'll see you there.
From San Diego, California, this is a One Extraordinary Marriage show. Where being busy is overdone, romancing is fun, and scheduling sex has taken the guesswork out of wondering when you're going to get some. I'm Tony DiLorenzo, your co-host, along with my beautiful wife, Elisa. From coast to coast and around the world, thank you for joining us. It's time to talk sex, love, and commitment. Give us a call on the Hug Hotline at 858-876-5663 or send us an email to hugs@oneextraordinarymarriage.com. In today's show, we talk about the power of guardrails and how to implement them to help you create the marriage you desire.
And as we're talking about guardrails, I want you to think about this quote attributed to Anonymous that says, "Guardrails, no one needs one until they do."
And that is so good because as we are prepping up for the show and I was looking at the show notes, I happened to type in guardrails and a video comes up and there's this guy going down this course in a car and he's just, it's swoopy, you know, it's this curvy deal. And all of a sudden he hits this right-hand turn, his car comes off the road, hits the guardrail, and then the pan shot comes out and you're looking at like a 100, 200 foot cliff. It's like, oh
my gosh.
Yes.
And as we're going to be talking about it in today's show and relating this to marriage, you're going to see just why those guardrails, just like it protects the car, are going to protect your marriage.
Exactly.
And as we jump into that, we start each and every One Extraordinary Marriage show with a hug. And for those of you that are brand new, maybe you've never heard a hug before. For those of you that have been around for a while, you know that the hug is that part where you get to hear from another couple in the one family, somebody whose marriage has been transformed. And this week's hug is sponsored by Simple Contacts. And Simple Contacts, this is the most convenient way to renew your contact lens prescription and reorder your brand of contacts from anywhere. Mm-hmm. In minutes. It's mind-boggling vision care for the 21st century. It's so good because, especially as we head into summer, there are a million things that are demanding your time. And honestly, your contact lenses shouldn't be one of them. You're planning vacations, you're planning summer camps. You don't need to worry about making sure you've got contacts. Now, with Simple Contacts, you can renew your prescription and reorder your contacts from anywhere in minutes. No more doctor's offices or waiting rooms. And the vision test, this is what I loved about it myself. It's self-guided and it takes less than 5 minutes. I mean, think about all that time that you spend sitting in the doctor's office, then sitting in the chair, doing all this. And if you could do it in 5 minutes, what does that free you up for? Not just in your day, but in your marriage, right? And Simple Contacts offers every brand of lenses and their prices are unbeatable. On top of that, our listeners get $30 off their first Simple Contacts order. So to save $30 on your lenses, just go to simplecontacts.com/one and enter the code one at checkout. Again, that's simplecontacts.com/one and enter one at checkout. Now, this isn't a replacement for your periodic full eye health exam, but it sure does make getting those contacts ordered so simple. Now, this hug comes from an iTunes review that we recently received. And the special thing about the iTunes reviews, you guys, is that everybody else that comes to iTunes and checks out the One Extraordinary Marriage show gets to see them.
Yeah. So thank you all, though, who have reviewed, rated, shared, whatever you got going on there at iTunes. Thank you so much. We hit over 520 reviews at this point in time, I think it is. So thank you, thank you, thank you.
So good. So this person said, "I found one while searching for marriage podcasts, and I feel like I hit the jackpot with each one I listened to."
You did.
"I've binged most of the old ones, and now I can't wait for the next one to show up. And I just found the one Daily Steps podcast for little bits of truth and inspiration. I've been sharing with friends. I always strive to have a great marriage, and this comes along and holds me accountable for the things I should be doing to make a great marriage happen. I realize great marriages don't just happen by accident. Thank you guys for everything you do. It makes my heart happy to be able to feel like I have a great couple giving me honest advice."
Yeah, it's honored and blessed to have you part of the one family. And for those of you who don't know or haven't heard, we have a daily show now called The One Extraordinary Marriage Daily Steps. And you can type that in into iTunes or Stitcher or wherever you listen to your podcast, just One Extraordinary Marriage Daily Steps. And each and every day, we're going to give you a 5 to 10 minute, just quick how to, what, whatever it may be, where, when, and we're just going at it in different ways, different places. And so if you have questions, they may not get answered here on the main show, but we're answering them there each and every day.
Absolutely. And you know, as Tony was talking about that guardrail video that he was watching as he was prepping for the show, it was one of those things where I think we all sort of had that moment as he's describing it, as he talks about that car like drifting into the guardrail.
And it was going fast.
Okay, so it was more than drifting. It was probably flying.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, maybe you've seen a video like that, or maybe you've seen the iconic images we're here in California of, you know, that Big Sur area where you just have amazing ocean views, but right next to the road, it just drops off into the ocean.
Yeah, it's one of the most beautiful areas of California. Central Coast is probably one of my favorites.
But there are steep drop-offs on the other side of those guardrails. Or maybe you live in an area of the country where you've got like the windy S-curve roads, or you've seen those commercials, you know, for a lot of the car manufacturers where, you know, it's like being up in the Alps and it's just, you know, all those S-turns. And you know that if you miss a turn without the guardrail, you're going over the side.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And it kind of gets your heart pumping, and you just get to this place. And the reality is that everybody that's driving the car knows the guardrails are there, right? Like, you don't need to go up to the guardrail and be like, hey, are you here? What's on the other side of you? You know, as a driver, that on the other side of that guardrail is something that you're really not interested in exploring.
And it's interesting because as we were preparing for this show, I was driving up the 15 here in San Diego, and I was driving up the 15 and I just happened to be looking around.
Mm-hmm.
And interestingly enough, they even have guardrails around, not around, but alongside our major interstate signage, because those posts are so big, right? And they're massive. There are guardrails, no kidding. Probably if that's in the center, I would say from center, you're probably like 10, 15 feet on both sides of that thing. Because in the event that you do come careening off the road, they want you to hit that guardrail instead of hitting head on with that post.
Wow. It's amazing the things that you don't necessarily notice until you start to focus on them.
Yeah.
And the reality is that whatever scenario you're thinking about when it comes to cars and guardrails, they provide a measure of safety and security.
Mm-hmm.
Right? They provide this sense of I'm protected. I'm going to hit the guardrail before I go over the edge. I'm going to hit the guardrail before my car careens into this, you know, concrete post that's just going to demolish my car. There's this protection, this knowing. And yet, we do this in all these areas of our lives, but when it comes to our marriages and to putting guardrails around certain areas of our marriage, we get this reluctance going on. We get this, like, I don't want to be boxed in, right? I don't want you telling me what to do. I don't want to give up my freedom.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be able to do what I want to do. And you wouldn't go driving a car like crazy on a road that didn't have a guardrail and expect to survive.
Especially if you come careening off the road.
So what is it that we need to do, that we need to implement to change our mindset around this in our marriages?
Mm-hmm.
To take this idea that guardrails are not there to take your freedom away from you, but rather they're there to provide safety and security and stability to this relationship where when the two of you stood up and said, hey, I take you to be mine forever. I mean, we just were at a wedding this past weekend. Mm-hmm. And, you know, as I was listening to the wedding vows and they're talking about, you know, I take you until death separates us. Right? So what are we doing as married couples to get there? Because here's a little fact that I think we can probably all relate to. From the time that we are little, and if you've got little kids, you know this, because some of you have kids that are absolutely fearless. Or maybe you have a teenager who thinks they're absolutely fearless. Or maybe you're, you know, in your 20s and you're like, no fear. We as human beings have this sense that we're invincible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And maybe that shifts a little bit on the areas of your life where you feel that. from the, when you were little and you're I had kids that climbed on top of the refrigerator. We had kids that climbed on top of the refrigerator and would climb, you know, goalposts and, you know, do all kinds of stuff.
Yeah. Abby would be out. We would seriously be at practices and Abby would just shimmy herself up goalposts and get herself across it and then go back to the center and then come back down.
Climbing trees, doing all this kind of stuff. Absolutely fearless. Yeah. And there's that invincibility. And we take that into our marriages. Like, you know what? Nothing's going to happen to us. We're rock solid. Like, I don't need to plan. I don't need to put safety nets in place because, you know what? We love each other.
And love will see us through it all.
Love will see it through. Love is our guardrail. And then you get married and you start seeing marriages around you and you realize love is not the only guardrail that the two of you need, right? What you're thinking is going to happen on that wedding day. And I will tell you, I had stars in my eyes on the day that Tony and I got married almost 22 years ago. I didn't think that we needed to have conversations around guardrails until, like I said in that opening quote, we found ourselves bumping up against things and actually going over the cliff, right? We're the couple that didn't have guardrails around friendships with the opposite sex. And I've shared it on the show before, but I worked for a company that was like 99% men on the sales force, and I was on the sales force. So who am I hanging out with all the time? I'm hanging out with guys. And what am I talking about? Talking about my relationship with Tony. And that was at a point in time in our marriage when things were not, I wouldn't even say they were good. They were pretty much downright awful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Coexisting roommates.
And so where am I getting my emotional support from? I'm getting it from the guys that I work with because I spent 8 hours a day working with them, 8 hours awake. And between the commute and everything, I was seeing Tony for maybe an hour and a half a day.
Mm-hmm.
And we were exhausted. So my emotional tank was getting filled, in particular by one guy that I was working with that we went through training together and we became buddies. But that wasn't the only time that we went over the edge. Right? It was, we've gone over the edge sharing things with family and friends. Right? Getting people involved in our marriage that probably had no place being involved.
Truthfully. Yeah. Allowing people to speak into our lives and into our marriage that had no right to. That was something that we allowed to happen.
Mm-hmm. And as social media has become more popular, this is an area that is tripping up so many couples, because we're in this place now where it seems like, well, if it's happening to me, I should surely post it somewhere.
Yeah, I need to tell everybody about it, and everybody's going to come to my side, mm-hmm, and support me and all that. And it's man, that's interesting you bring that up, because I was reading an article just recently about Southwest Airlines where this happened. Wife and her family. So a wife, a mom, a dad, husband, they're going on a vacation trip,
mm-hmm,
and they so happen to be running behind.
Okay.
Their name was called over the intercom to get to your gate because we're shutting the door. Well, by the time they got to the gate, the door of the plane was shut. It was locked. It was ready to go. And nothing she said or did would allow, the ticket agents wouldn't allow them on the airplane. Rightfully so. I mean, you were late. So decided to air this on social media, mm-hmm, thinking she was just going to get this, you know, Southwest was going to come to her rescue or, you know, give her back all her money for her tickets or whatever. And actually the opposite ended up happening in this situation where even people were like, how late were you?
Mm.
You're saying you were 45 seconds late. If I remember that was correct, I would say like you're 45 seconds late, but were you later than that? And so really sort of going, here you're going to social media looking for all the accolades and I feel so bad for you, and it turned on her.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Social media, guys, I mean, we're doing it. We're doing it to each other. We're doing it to our marriages. We're posting the things that at one point in time stayed between a husband and wife. And now we think nothing. I mean, you all have seen those posts on Facebook, right? Where you're like, oh, you know, I can't believe my husband did XYZ. I can't believe my wife, you know, whatever, or picture. And I'm so guilty of this. I will tell you, like, I can remember doing this to Tony and the kids. I came home one night. I'd been out with friends, came home. The kitchen was just a mess, right? And so instead of addressing it with my family, I went to public shaming. I wrote up a sign that said, if you have used it, made it dirty, done whatever, and you can't walk it over to the sink and actually put it in the sink or the dishwasher, then just don't use it. I mean, it was like, I think back now, and it was this total public shaming. And I thought I was so vindicated and I got all the kudos, you go mama, and all this kind of stuff. And the reality was, is that I had just thrown Tony and the kids under the bus.
Mm-hmm.
And these are the types of things that we do. These are the types of things that we don't think about putting guardrails around. And every one of them, and this is just a few that we've experienced ourselves, but these are destructive decisions, destructive situations. We went over the edge of what was healthy for ourselves and for our marriage, and we took our marriage with us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we sure did.
Right. We didn't have the guardrails, and because of that, it derailed everything that we were putting in place. Because let me tell you, that public shaming post that I did about the kitchen, that was well after we had started One Extraordinary Marriage. That was well after we'd been in this place of saying, you know, build up your spouse, build up your marriage, do these things, don't air your dirty laundry. And I share that because here's the thing, guys. Not a single one of us gets it right all the time. But what we learn, and why Tony and I get behind the microphones each and every week to engage with you, is to say, we want to create marriages that are safe, right? We want, just like those guardrails, right? What do the guardrails do? They provide a measure of safety and protection. We want your marriages to be that safe place. We want to protect, we want to encourage you and equip you to protect all that you've built.
Mm-hmm.
And all that you're investing and being intentional about. Because this idea that guardrails are a restriction, these ideas that guardrails are there to squash you, that's not what we're talking about here. Rather, we want you to have the freedom that knowing that the guardrails exist can do for your marriage. Right? Because when you have that freedom of knowing, hey, it's there, I'm going to make decisions that are going to keep me away from that guardrail. Right? I'm going to create a strategy with my spouse. Because if you've never heard us talk about the two of you being on a team, creating guardrails, that's the two of you on a team. Right? It's not one person saying, this is how we're going to do it. It's saying, what do we need as Team DiLorenzo or Team Smith or Team Jones or Team Michaels to have the best marriage
that
we can have? And as we start talking about those things that the two of you can do and what you need to be aware of and what you need to see in your marriage, I just want to remind you that our sponsor this week is Simple Contacts. And a big thank you to them, because they are offering each and every one of you $30 off your first contact lens order. Just go to simplecontacts.com/one and enter the code one at checkout. Again, that's simplecontacts.com/one and enter code one at checkout. Now, I know, and Tony knows, that as you've been listening to this show, there are areas of your marriage that are starting to bubble to the surface. Or maybe, like, as soon as you heard the topic was guardrails, something like slammed into your brain and said, this is what we need a guardrail around.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it could be anywhere from, you know, your in-laws.
Mm-hmm. That's a big one.
Friends. Your finances, your sexual intimacy, spiritual intimacy. I mean, a guardrail doesn't only have to be this thing. I know when we say that, most of the time people go right to in-laws
or family. Or sexual.
Yeah, or sexual relations or friends of the opposite sex. But I really think that we can set these around our marriage and all of our intimacies to keep us on the road, on this journey, on this path that we call marriage, so we don't go walking off the edge and hurting ourselves.
Mm-hmm. And maybe you've been thinking about multiple ideas, and I would encourage you to write them down.
Mm-hmm.
Not because you're going to go to your spouse and say, hey, we need guardrails for these five things. In fact, I'm going to encourage you not to do that. Take one. What's the one that seems really important to you right now? What's the first one that came to mind? What's the one that when you think about this, you think, if we had a measure of safety or protection around this, where would our marriage go to the next level?
Mm-hmm.
Right? That's the one you want to start with. It's not that you're not going to address the other ones, but as we say with so many things here at One Extraordinary Marriage, one step at a time. Right? You start with one and then you schedule time to talk to your spouse. You know, it's interesting. Tony and I were doing a marriage workshop the other night, and the other couple that we were speaking with really hit home on this area of scheduling time to have those conversations, right? You don't want to, you know, your spouse walks in the door after a long day at work and you're like, we need to have a conversation about guardrails. And they're looking at the door they just walked through going, I'm just going to turn around and walk back out. Or, you know, somebody's making dinner and the kids are screaming for this and that. And you're like, yeah, let's have a conversation right now. Folks, set yourself up for success.
Exactly. Exactly. Set yourself up for success. That's what we want.
You know, when you do that, when you say, hey, can we take 15 or 20 minutes to just talk about this, to have a conversation? Because I want to come to you with some solutions, right? And that's the next thing. When you're scheduling this time, don't just come to your spouse with the problem. We need a guardrail around, you know, what we share with our families. Well, that's a problem. And I'll never forget the first time that Tony said to me, hey, when we've got a problem in our marriage, can you come to me with some solutions to let me know that you've actually been thinking this out?
Mm-hmm.
And it was a really powerful statement because for years, probably for most of the years we've been together, I will come to Tony with a problem, right? This is a problem. And he's like, but you've got a solution. I was like, do you have a solution? Have you been thinking about it? And that's the same thing with these guardrails, right? If you've been thinking about it, you probably have a solution in mind, or at least one to get the conversation started. Share it with your spouse. Don't expect them, because here's what happens. When you just bring the problem and you're like, yeah, we've got this problem. We need a guardrail around, you know, what you share with your spouse. Well, you've got something in mind on how you want that to work. And if you just wait for your spouse to say something, they're not probably going to say what you expect them to say. And then you're going to get irritated. So let's circumvent the irritation. Again,
yeah.
Set yourself up for success. Folks, this isn't rocket science. It's just a matter of taking some proactive steps, right? So for example, talking about being solution oriented, I've got coaching clients, and like a lot of women, all who haven't gone through menopause, she gets her period every month, okay? And she is one of the fortunate women who her period's very, very regular.
Okay.
So she gets moody, PMS symptoms prior to her period. And we're having this conversation. And so I look at the husband, I'm like, okay, so I've identified the fact that she suffers from symptoms of PMS. I've identified the fact that she's pretty regular in her cycle. So we can pretty much guess what's going on. Probably not the best thing to just approach her and be like, you got PMS this month? What's going on with you? Right? Like that's not going to, guys, that's not going to fly. If your wife suffers from PMS, that's not going to fly. Instead, what we strategized was, because I asked the husband, I said, how can you not create that tension, right? What's the guardrail? What's the system that we can put into your marriage so that you don't go over the edge and trigger her to just get like crazy angry, right? And we backed into just put a reminder on your calendar every so many days and then do things that help her during that period.
Mm-hmm.
Right. The guardrail is the calendar reminder that he's put in there so he doesn't overstep and say, are you suffering from PMS? Because I'll tell you, guys, just a little free bit here. Most women don't want to be asked if they're PMSing. They just don't. So don't ask them. Just put a reminder in your phone. But those are the types of solutions that we start working towards.
And here's another thing, though, too. If you don't know when women, if you're not sure about your menstrual cycle, that's a big thing. Mm-hmm. Like you got to get on this and don't be in the dark. You don't need to be there anymore. We were there way too long. So Alisa read a book, an amazing book called Taking Charge of Your Fertility. I think it's chapter 3 is the one you really want to be reading. And so if you want to check that out, go to oneextraordinarymarriage.com/taking charge. And then guys, read it as well.
Mm-hmm.
And then have the conversation. Again, it's a multifaceted approach to making sure that we're protecting our marriage. You know, when it comes to your finances, what are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
How are you putting guardrails around your finances so that way each and every month you guys are working together to have success? For us, we have a cash flow plan.
Mm-hmm.
We've had that cash flow plan, I think, since we started this show and beyond and before. And so we get together each month, even when the months were tough, we would still get together. It was our guardrail. It tells us what we're spending each and every month. And so when things go awry, you know, we've gone over the cliff, we can look back and go, where did we go wrong? Mm-hmm. What happened? Why wasn't there something set up? Why wasn't that guardrail set up on this curve mm-hmm. when it needed to be around your sexual intimacy? Do you need to set up some guardrails? Do you need to honestly look at the intimacy lifestyle? Have you not started it or listened in about how Elisa and I have set that up? You can go to oneextraordinarymarriage.com/scheduling sex. We can set that up. Is it around your spiritual intimacy? Is it something that you guys want to do and yet you're falling short? Believe me, each and every one of these, I share and we share because we've been down that road. Mm-hmm. And little by little, we've set up what we can call guardrails. You can call it what you want, but you know, it's just, we've set them up so that they are, it's a system. It's almost like a system that's in place. So that way we know when we're looking at these specific areas, we're not going to go over the edge.
Your guardrails are the intentions that you have for your marriage. They're those systems, those strategies that allow you to be proactive instead of reactive,
mm-hmm.
right? When yeah. there's a guardrail on the road, you proactively avoid that guardrail. When there's no guardrail, you're like, I'm flying around the curve, whatever. Same thing in your marriage. When you've got that guardrail, when you say, you know what, one of the other things we added when you were talking about the cash flow plan, we also have a dollar amount that if we're going to make a purchase above that, we always check in with the other person. Right. And I know a lot of couples that do that. And that threshold may vary depending on where you are financially and what your comfort level is with those types of expenditures. But it's a checks and balance so that you don't get to the end of the month and you're like, what the heck happened there?
And here's one last thing I want to pipe in on and share with you guys. You may not know what your core value or you may not know what your guardrails are because you don't know what your core values are in your marriage.
That's so good.
So It's a deal that you're hearing the concept, you know what it means, and yet what are the core values of your marriage? Mm-hmm. What do you stand on? What is your foundation? And as you set that foundation, we have our core values for our family, and you can set those for your family, but that family core values also impacts our marriage. It's all in one. And so you may need to sit down together and pick up our core values workshop.
Mm-hmm.
Go through that first and know what your core values are. Have those pinned up. So that way, as you're going through your marriage, you can look and go, oh, this is one of our core values. And guess what? There isn't, something happened and there isn't a guardrail protecting us from the core value that we so intrinsically believe in. Mm-hmm. So if you want to check out that workshop, you can go to oneextraordinarymarriage.com/core values workshop.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I had to breathe right there.
It's a long one.
Yeah. So oneextraordinarymarriage.com/core values workshop. Everything we've said, I will make sure that they're in the show notes.
Absolutely. Because what you want to be doing, the reason that you listen to this show week in and week out, just like we read in the hug, is to get that information to equip you to have that great marriage.
Mm-hmm.
Right? To be proactive instead of reactive. You want to not hit the guardrail instead of having to clean up after you go over the edge, right? That's the idea behind the guardrail. You don't want to go over it. We want to see you create marriages that protect the relationship, that protect the individuals inside of it, that you make decisions, that you stay away from those guardrails, you stay away from those cliffs. Because here's the thing, when you do that, your marriage goes to a whole nother level of extraordinary. You know that the person that you said I do to, this is a person that is walking alongside of you, keeping you away from that guardrail, keeping you safe, keeping you protected, allowing you to step into this place of freedom, this place of unity, this place of strength and courage, because the two of you, you're on the same team. You're creating this together. You're saying, this is who we are going to be as a couple. This is what we're going to stand for. And this is how we're going to protect one another.
Yeah, it's strong. So hey, each and every week we come here, we give you a lot. And each and every week, what I love to share with you guys is take one area of your marriage, one area that you can see right now that you guys need to set up that guardrail. Get on it, discuss it, figure out what it looks like for you guys, and then begin to implement it and then begin to tweak it. But this week, your goal is figure out what the guardrail is and what area of your marriage, and then put it into place and start going after it. We love you guys. Have a fantastic week, and we'll catch you next week. Love you guys. Take care, and see you next week.